too. Doubles about Ted. Books are like pumps. Don't even think about it. Sully wins a prize. Bobby gets a job. Signs of the low men. During the next few weeks, as the weather warmed towards summer, Ted was usually on the porch smoking when Liz came home from work. Sometimes he was alone, and sometimes Bobby was sitting with him, talking about books. Sometimes Carol and Sully John were there, too, the three kids playing pass on the lawn while Ted smoked and watched them throw. Sometimes other kids came by. Denny Rivers with a taped-up balsa glider to throw, soft-headed Francis Utterson always pushing along on his scooter with one overdeveloped leg, Angela Avery and Yvonne Loving to ask Carol if she wanted to go over Yvonne's and play dolls or a game called Hospital Nurse, but mostly it was just SJ and Carol, Bobby's special friends. All the kids called Mr. Brodigan Ted. But when Bobby explained why it would be better if they called him Mr. Brodigan when his mom was around, Ted agreed at once. As for his mom, she couldn't seem to get Brodigan to come out of her mouth. What emerged was always Bradigan. That might not have been on purpose, however. Bobby was starting to feel a cautious sense of relief about his mother's view of Ted. He had been afraid that she might feel about Ted as she had about Mrs. Evers, his second-grade teacher. Mom had disliked Mrs. Evers on sight, disliked her deeply, for no reason at all Bobby could see or understand, and hadn't had a good word to say about her all year long. Mrs. Evers dressed like a frump. Mrs. Evers dyed her hair. Mrs. Evers wore too much makeup. Bobby had just better tell Mom if Mrs. Evers laid so much as one finger on him, because she looked like the kind of woman who would like to pinch and poke. All of this following a single parent-teacher conference in which Mrs. Evers had told Liz that Bobby was doing well in all his subjects. There had been four other parent-teacher conferences that year, and Bobby's mother had found reasons to duck every single one.